Doug.
You're all I need anyway. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Thursday, November 3rd, 2011, where we are, if we're thinking correctly or thinking positively. Somebody sent me a note yesterday, always think positive. And I sent them back a note, I always think positively.
You did not.
I did, in fact.
Oh, yes, grammar police.
Yes. Well, it's an L-Y adverb, you see.
It is modifying
how you think. How do you think? How are you thinking? Are you controlling your thoughts today? Are you in circumstances that will allow you to take a deep breath and feel success? Think success. Success breeds success. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can control your own thoughts so that you have something going on in your mind. It's either good or bad. Can be good.
What if it's just bad. A little fuzzy today?
Fuzzy. Remember the old fuzzy wuzzy wasn't really fuzzy, was he?
Was he?
Was he?
What? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had
Didn't
no hair.
Care. Oh, was that it?
I don't know. I don't remember. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't really fuzzy, was he?
Was he? you see what it is that motivates us really? Ladies and gentlemen, are you motivated by things that are as simple as that? Oftentimes, the simplest things are the best things, and they turn out best for those people who make the best out of simple pleasures in life. Remember, the bare necessities of life will come to you. I'm thinking about situations. I think about that guy, they call him the Situation on Jersey Shore.
Yes.
And there
Mike
was,
the Situation.
Right, he was on with Wendy Williams. I don't know what this says about me.
Well, that's a combo.
Yeah, that is a combo.
I think they were on Dancing with the Stars together, actually, in the same season.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That might have been it. So anyway, he talked about having a little rumba with Snooki.
Snooki, uh-huh.
She didn't want to, apparently, have it go public.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he's happy to talk about it as long as it benefits him.
Oh, did he talk about it this season, trying to break her up with her boyfriend?
Yeah. Right. Anyway, I don't know. You see, some people believe that that sort of thing, the Jersey Shore situation, is an example of success. Some people would tell you, look at, they've made a lot of money, mm-hmm. they're well known.
They're famous, yeah.
They're having a lot of playtime. So what's wrong with that? That's fine if that's what your values are. I'm not saying it's good, it's bad. That's not my value judgment. If it's good for them, fine. As long as they're not hurting anybody, then let them do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like our favorite girl, Kim Kardashian. You know, as much as we get sick of seeing her, and she's overexposed.
I loved him. Oh, I loved him. Oh, I loved him. Oh.
Yeah. I loved him for a couple weeks.
I loved him for $20 million.
I can love anybody for a few weeks.
Oh, my God. Get her out of our lives. Will you get him?
But it's the same. It's the same thing. She's not famous for really anything except for that nasty tape she made.
Yeah. Nasty. Speaking of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some people in the talk radio business who have sort of, this is political talk radio, and we don't do that here, but I find it interesting to the point of almost being amusing how some people who speak on the radio for a living, and I think this is true with anybody who is out there and who needs to have continuing attention in order to get people to either listen to them, watch them, or come see them speak. So, you know, that's been the charge aimed at Herman Cain. He wasn't really a successful. He wasn't to be successful because he doesn't really want to be successful as a presidential candidate. He wants to be speaker, go on the road,
much like what people said about Sarah Palin.
Yeah, exactly. So is that the case? 800-510-8255. Sorry, Steve DC, who has been on the air in Iowa for most of his career, has said that when he interviewed Mr. Cain, he came into the studio and he made awkward and inappropriate statements to his staff. Awkward, inappropriate things. So may I ask this question, Jennifer, of you and of the ladies who are listening to this program right now. With all this hubbub, with all this to-do, with all this focus, with all this talk this week about sexual inappropriateness, what is sexual harassment? Somebody called and said that it wasn't a word, it was a deed. in fact. So I would ask you, if you were in a work, you're in a workplace that's controlled by your family, so not likely for you in the workplace to be.
I have a weird family. What can I say?
Well, that's also kind of true. But anyway, seriously, what would you consider? And what do you, friends of yours who are in, ladies who are in their 30s, as you are, who may or may not be attached, is it different? Maybe part of the question here is, is there a difference in thinking depending on how old you are? Is it older women look less kindly, you know, more kindly on it? But
I don't think it's an age thing so much. I think it's a personality thing. For me, I don't feel like I've ever been sexually harassed because I'm kind of a sexual harasser myself. I mean, I giggle, you know. I have like the worst.
an equal opportunity sexual harasser. Right. Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not saying I'm inappropriate. Well, sometimes maybe, but you know, I joke around and I let other people do the same with me since that's what I put out for other people.
Right.
But when I consider sexual harassment, I would say, you know, you aren't going to get this promotion if you don't do these certain things, or if you've made it clear that you're not interested in someone and they keep pursuing you.
Yeah.
Those kind of things would be sexual harassment. Have I had to deal with those? No, again, because I work for my dad, and that would be creepy. But
it would be creepy.
You know.
Yeah. All right. So, what is your definition of sexual harassment, especially with a focus on the ladies, although men, as you've just suggested, Jennifer, have been sexually harassed by women in the workplace, bosses who want to get into some sort of opportunity. Go for it sometimes. Jack is in Jackson. What a great place for somebody like Jack to be in Jackson. Hi, Jack.
Good morning, Dirk. Morning. Yeah. I'm sorry, Doug.
Sorry, Jack.
I believe if a man has got testosterone, he could offend some women, some feminists out there. I just wanted to make a comment and let people know that in 1979, in a Burger King in Macon, Georgia, that Herman Cain sexually harassed my mother, my grandmother, my two sisters, and he winked at me, and I was offended.
Have a good day. Jack. But you see, it can be that silly.
Well, I don't.
Some of
I
this
haven't
stuff
heard
is
the details.
Just plain. Well, it depends on who you talk to, and
well,
there apparently are lots of women now who says, yes, he was inappropriate. He said
but
something.
But did you hear this
what did
one
he say?
Woman?
Hey,
okay.
you're nice.
So I haven't heard the details. I'm not going to discount anybody until we hear the whole story. But the one person that I did hear, I kind of had to say I discounted mentally because she said that when she was working for him, she was standing next to him, and he said, oh, you're just as tall as my wife. She comes up to my chin.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That is crazy.
How is that offensive to anybody?
Yeah, it's not.
That's not sexually harassing.
And that's
and
what
it
gets...
Go ahead. You know, and as a
go
woman,
ahead, sweet.
A,
I just
sorry.
Said sweet to you. I just sexually harassed you.
You did.
I
but
did.
You know, as a woman, that offends me because there are people who are absolutely no, but there are people who are absolutely being legitimately sexually harassed, and to have someone come forth and
if
say,
you're
oh,
getting
you're as tall
groped
as my wife,
by the boss,
yeah,
you're being sexually harassed.
But if someone says you're as tall as my wife, give me a break, lady.
Or
come on.
If there's no groping, but the boss says I'll give you a raise if you come. Spend the weekend with me.
Right.
That's sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Plain and simple. But if you wink at somebody or you smile or you tell them they have something, you know, like your chin, your this attractive dress, give me a break.
Even if you say you look pretty today. Thank you.
Yeah. Jennifer, you look lovely today.
Thank you. You should see me.
There you go. See? And it's always aimed, often, I shouldn't say always, but most of the time aimed at women. But as I said, there are often stories now because of the changes of the number of women who are working and people who are in charge. It's not acceptable to do things that are blatant and awkward. But I guess the definition of awkward is what this is all about, the discussion is about. So whether you think one thing is appropriate, somebody else thinks it's not appropriate, the standard in the law is pretty much the same as the standard that we have in radio and television. That is, nobody really knows what obscenity is. And just in case you're wondering, remember the case that goes back to 2004, the halftime show where Janet Jackson did something, or Justin Timberlake did something.
There was a little slippage.
Halftime show is indecent, according to some.
Mm-hmm.
But the Court of Appeals, this is the second time through the ringer here. The Court of Appeals yesterday said the same thing it said 4 years ago about this thing that took place 8 years ago, that it is not siding with the FCC because their definition of obscenity is ridiculous. It has no merit. It has no strength. It has no fortitude. It has no value. So CBS is disputing a $500,000 per station fine, and that would be $500,000 about 300 stations, and the courts just laugh at the FCC because there is no such thing as the public definition, agreed upon definition of indecency or obscenity. It doesn't exist any more than there is an existence now on the books, a law which defines sexual harassment. There is no such thing. So it's sort of like beauty in the ears of the beholder, as we think about it. I want to think about something that's much more, attractive, and that is Jennifer's face.
Aww.
If you're a woman who's Jennifer's age or older, if you're a man who's Jennifer's age or Richie's age or older, you probably have some fine lines and a few wrinkles, and maybe they're multiplying, and you want to look younger, years younger. Listen to this. Beauty expert David Pollack has created products for some of the most prestigious companies in the world. And now he's decided to go into business for himself. Last year or so, he's developed a number of things. There are 25 different things that you can find that are great for your physicality at organicattitude.com, including the Fountain of Youth. Clinically proven technology, increasing skin hydration by 90%, getting rid of those, or at least reducing by two-thirds those wrinkles that you don't like anyway, the fine lines that you don't like. So how'd you like to get a bottle of Fountain of Youth absolutely free? Well, I shouldn't, absolutely is a strong word, because you got to pay a shipping and handling charge, but it's worth it. You get this bottle, you see it's not greasy, there's no odor to it, you put it on your face, and the lines really are diminished. And it doesn't take a lot of time to do it. So do yourself a favor. Try one bottle free by going online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY. Then you'll discover why they call it America's number one anti-aging serum. Again, organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY for a free bottle of Fountain of Youth.
O'Reilly. When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Remember, love hurts? We all know how much love hurts. And wait! It doesn't help.
I had a girlfriend used to throw pots and pans and hit me in the head. Then it really hurt.
Hurt, yeah.
Love hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Tony threw a bowl of soup at me once.
Yeah,
the noodles stuck to the ceiling in the kitchen. We never took them down. We always laughed when we looked up at the noodles.
You think you can get soup? Please, you're wasting everyone's time. No soup for you.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Study shows that Americans with type 2 diabetes can completely reverse the disease by eating healthy foods. Yeah. So, yeah. In other words, no cure for type 2 diabetes.
All right. We're at 24 and change after the hour. Jennifer and Doug and you talking about the things that are going on in the world today that have some significance. Some of them are silly, some of them are science. We're kind of smart here. We're smartly addressing issues of the day, events of the day, the things that people are talking about. New study released yesterday says that the long-heralded freshman 15 weight gain is a myth.
Really?
Yeah, as most students don't gain that much weight in their first year of college. Research scientist Jay Zagorski found in the study that the average student gains about 2 to 3 pounds in his or her freshman year. And that 25% of students actually lose weight.
Really?
That's the case of me, because they're nervous, they're upset, they're worried. College freshmen.
I never lived on campus, so I guess I can't play. But
all the changes in their lives.
Yeah, changing away from being with your family. But I guess depending on what your family was like, maybe it's a better situation at college.
Yeah. Well, a lot of there is less focus on you doing what you're supposed to do because you're on your own for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are drinking high-calorie alcoholic drinks. They're getting easier access to that.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Or go to the cafeteria, all-you-can-eat stuff there. We have that at Heidelberg. I think you can eat whatever you want. Despite all the changes, the study suggests there's not a 15-pound weight gain. Over 4 years of college, women gain 8 pounds, men gain about 13 pounds. That's the average, right?
Hmm.
Now, the problem, and I think about this again because, God love them, I've been observing the women and the men at Heidelberg, and they seem extraordinarily heavy to me in comparison to what our class looked like. They come in heavier. And we know that that's the problem all around. You may or may not have heard about the results of the Bubba Smith post-mortem death, I guess what they call it when you do an autopsy.
The autopsy, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He was 6'7", weighed 300 pounds, 66 years of age, suffered from acute drug intoxication.
Yep.
The drugs, however, were from a weight loss plan. He was trying to lose weight, and he was using Phentermine. Is that how you pronounce it? P-A-G-N?
Uh-huh.
Phentermine?
Yeah, that was one of the components of Fen-Phen, if you remember.
Ah, right. You're right. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it's supposed to mess with your heart a little bit,
I
think.
He had very bad heart disease, and as a matter of fact, his heart was enlarged, and he had a 75% blockage in most of his blood vessels. How the guy was still even walking around is probably a miracle.
Wow.
All right, so that's too bad. Meanwhile, the gossip continues about Lindsay Lohan. She's going to jail for 30 days. Gossip about the Kardashians. Here's Lena in Atlanta with something on the Kardashians. Go ahead, ma'am.
Don't you find it rather odd that they never mentioned their father? He was O.J.'s best friend lawyer, and it insinuated that he destroyed the bloody clothes that O.J. was wearing. Mm. They never mentioned their father.
Why do you think that is, Jennifer?
Well, to be fair, they do mention him. I've seen the show, and they do mention him. They don't mention him in public interviews. But, you know, they were very upset not to have him at their weddings and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. 28 after on blah, blah, good day, blah, blah.
Blah. Blah, blah. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever wanted to see what goes actually into the making of your favorite TV show or movie? Well, there are many different ways to go behind the scenes. Remember, most studio tours and taping options are in Los Angeles or in New York. In New York, you can get advance tickets to The Late Show with David Letterman, The Daily Show. But smaller shows across the country also offer tickets online, and you can probably get the tickets easier. Remember, if you're in the studio audience, you do not get to wander the set, so you might want to consider a studio tour. Many of the studios in Los Angeles offer tours. Now, I know you've heard of the Universal Studios Tour, but you can also tour ABC Studios, NBC, Paramount, and Sony. MGM doesn't have an official studio tour, but their grounds are open to the public. My favorite tour? The Warner Brothers Studio Tour in Burbank. They've got both sitcom and movie sets, and they give you a detailed look at Hollywood's past and present. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, November 4th through the 7th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The following is a Doug Steffen Good Day editorial. You ready for this before we get... Actually,
the opinions expressed in this segment are those of Doug Steffen and not any of our affiliate stations or Jennifer Horn.
From time to time, I have owned a couple of radio stations in my time. And from time to time, I felt it, especially the station in Ohio, where I have a lot of friends and people know who I am and people understand that I'm sort of a local, even though I don't live there all the time. But I do things. I haven't done it for a while. But I feel strongly about some things, and sort of being the owner gives me license to mouth off. I guess that's what happens when you're the host of a radio program. You can mouth off.
Yes.
But feel free, ladies and gentlemen, to mouth off back at 800-510-8255 or... you can send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer is following the usual frenzy of activity on Facebook where we have three or four things going on. So I'm going to add something to this, Jennifer.
Another Doug Steffen oddball theory.
Well, my thought for the day today is not odd, I do not think. Elie Wiesel said, friendship marks a life even more deeply than love. Love risks degenerating into obsession. Friendship is never anything but sharing. Can you hold that thought? Friendship is never anything but sharing. I figure you and I, even though there's an age difference, Jennifer, you and I are friends.
Absolutely.
And we share a lot. And we have a lot to share, not only this program, but what we do for a living, your family involvement, that kind of stuff is deep. And I think that that's something that is something that's worth consideration. All right, so you've got your things we've been working on Facebook so far this week. I'm going to add one more. This is something that may not be new to some of you who have been listening to me for a long time. I have, over the course of the last 10 years, or what, last 8 years, since the war in Iraq started in 2003, I was on more than off announcing the names of the soldiers who lost their life because the news media didn't do a good job. The government didn't want to release the names. They didn't want to release pictures. The Bush administration wanted to cover it up, which was despicable in and of itself. But now we're in Afghanistan. Nobody else is losing their lives in Iraq because the troops are coming out of Iraq in the next month or so. So the question can be put forth. Do you think the troops ought to, and I think we can do this on Facebook and not sound political. It's an issue that the public thinks a lot about, and that is whether troops should come home from Afghanistan. I offer to you that we have 1,704 people that have died and another 1,700 who are injured. If you want any, there's nothing more dramatic than that fellow who's on Dancing with the Stars, whose name I cannot remember.
J.R. Martinez.
Martinez, right. Is he still there?
He is, still absolutely. Dancing. I think he might win.
Yeah. Well, if you look at his face, and you understand that he had burns, what was it, 74% of his body was burned in a firefight.
And what you're seeing today is 38 surgeries later.
Yeah, right. So this is what we're doing to our young men and women. We lost, all told, by the time you add up the numbers that were instantly killed and the numbers who died in the hospital after, about 6,400 and some odd people died in Iraq. And we're pushing into the 3,400 realm in Afghanistan at the moment, including the latest in Afghanistan, Army Sergeant Edward S. Grace of South Dartmouth, Massachusetts, died from some combat-related illness. An Army Captain Sean Charles of Hickory, North Carolina, died also. So he was a member of the 1st Cavalry. So you look at these names, and you're going to have any number of names. They aren't just numbers, though. They are numbers of people, names of people, numbing how many people have lost their lives. So when I see comments like this, I am interested in, I suppose, maybe going a little deeper. This is something that Twitter followers have thought about, the announcement to pull all the troops out of Iraq. Scott says, I am strongly in favor of it. We need to bring all our troops home and rebuild our country. Kiefer says, it seems everyone is happy about it, except Republicans. JB says, withdrawal of troops from Iraq was initiated by George Bush and is Obama's decision only by doing nothing to extend our presence there. Adamari says, it's time to get out of Iraq and let Iraqis rule their own country. Let's see here. Yvonne says, it's only half of the out now message I've been tweeting for a year. Stop the hemorrhage in Afghanistan as well. Let's see here. Jerry says, good timing, but it should have been sooner. All this war has done is cost us a lot of money and lives. Miss Teen says, it's long overdue and the troops deserve to be brought back to the U.S. peacefully. Irwin says, so happy for our troops, so sad it's 9 years too late. Patrick writes, it's high time Iraq fought its own battles. 10 years is enough pampering. Obama made the right call to bring him home. So, Jennifer, you can fiddle around with that if you want to and post it at Facebook to see if we get any more content there. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the other three things, not quite that heavy that we have asked people on our other Facebook questions this week so far.
Yeah, not quite that heavy, but we covered the gamut from light to things that you'd like to take care of in your life. So let's start with the light, because it was Halloween this week and we have all those old pumpkins. So we asked people what to do with those old pumpkins. And Seth said, old pumpkins make excellent targets for shooting guns. Janet Madsen says that she makes sure she makes those pumpkin seeds. And she even included a recipe up there, so you can check that out for sweet and spicy pumpkin seeds. Yummy. Kim says to use it for wildlife food. Colleen Silva says, homemade pumpkin pie for those willing to give it a try. Her son likes Sara Lee better, though, she said. And Deanna said, feed them to the cows. They love
pumpkins.
Yes,
cows love pumpkins. That is true. Squash, pumpkins, any kind of, they like seeds. They love the seeds.
And then we also talked about happiness and what makes you happy. Tim said that happiness is a choice. And you know what? I agree with him.
Yep, it is.
Janet said, seeing my grandchildren on Skype, she looks forward to those calls. Thomas is always there. He said he wants to receive the prize he won on our show.
Good Thomas.
And he's still waiting. The clock is ticking. He said, Jennifer's voice also pleases me. Is she single? Why, yes, Thomas, I am. And thank you. That was very nice. Stacey Cohen said, a big fat anything. Norma Clement said, helping other people. And then yesterday when we were talking about change, and we kind of asked the question, what would you, if you could go back and change anything in your life, your world, the country, what would it be? And Ted Wagoneer said, for him, he would have never taken that first drink of alcohol. For the world, everyone would be colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy Kratzer said, so many things for myself and for the world. I can only pray for peace that I know will never exist till our Lord comes back down to claim his own. Adeline Smith said, I would like to see our churches full and life like it used to be when she was growing up. Sweet memories.
All right. That's very sweet. Thank you for your input.
Yeah.
Anytime, any way, Facebook is fine. Doug at DougStephan.com is fine. You can follow the listen box, which is there at DougStephan.com. Download any of our previous hours. We broadcast until 10 o'clock Eastern every day. So if you can't stay with us until 10 on your radio station, you can go to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and see the big banner in the middle of the page with the Listen Live Now button or Listen Later. Take down the stuff. You can listen to an hour on your way to work, an hour on your way home, whatever. We're there. It's a service. And speaking of service, we're a little behind on the 2020 News Quiz question, but I'm going to give you a couple of minutes before we get to Dr. Ken to figure this out. I want you to think about it and see if you can figure out what Snoop Dogg, Tori Spelling, and the Kardashians have in common.
Ooh.
This is wide and wild, but it does, there's a thread, obviously,
okay,
here.
Okay, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Tori Spelling. The Kardashians.
And the Kardashians. What do they and many other television stars and people who are well-known have in common? I picked those three out because they have been picked out this week in the news because of something they're doing that some think is just plain wrong. 800-510-8255. What might that be? A swell Doug Stephan prize awaits you. It's 17 and a half for the hour on the Good Day program.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
800-510-8255, Jeff in Foxworthy, Tennessee.
No, Humbo, Tennessee.
Oh, I was having fun with
you. That too.
Jeff Foxworthy. Got it?
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay, cute. All right, so what do Snoop Dogg, Tori Spelling, and the Kardashians, and also Heidi Klum have in common?
They all got married and divorced ultra quickly.
Tori Spelling got married to someone her mother did not approve of, and she's still married to the guy. I think they have a couple of children, don't they? Jennifer?
Yeah, she ended her one marriage to marry the guy she's with now.
Oh, was it a short marriage?
I don't know how short it was, actually. I don't remember.
Maybe this guy's right. That is not what I was thinking, however, Jeff. It actually not brought about by... There's a story floating around today that these people and others are being paid for Twitter celebrity endorsements up to $10,000 a tweet.
A tweet, yep.
$10,000.
Denise Richards gets paid for doing that as well. She gets $1,000 a tweet.
So she's not as valuable as Snoop Dogg or Tori or the Kardashians.
Well, this was probably a couple years ago that I heard that. So I think that's maybe her rates have gone up.
It's interesting to contemplate that, though, isn't it, huh? Under the circumstances. Speaking of contemplation, Dr. Ken around the corner here on Good Day.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a medical expert here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, here with a warning to those of you who are of the female side of the street. If you're a light drinker, a couple of actually important stories about breast cancer that we have for everybody today, Ken.
Breaking medical news, Doug, just out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, that whether you're sipping beer, wine, or whiskey, Doug, women who drink just 3 alcoholic beverages a week, they face a slightly higher chance for developing breast cancer compared to teetotalers. This was a study of more than 100,000 American nurses.
Okay, can I ask a question about this, being a woman?
Yeah, help yourself.
Last time I checked. Yeah. Okay, so heart disease, they say you should drink 1 glass of wine or alcohol a day for heart. But now they're saying you shouldn't drink it for breast cancer. So which is more dangerous? What should we do? Do one a day?
I think the important thing here is to know your family history, whether you have the gene. And that actually leads, thank you, into the next story just out this week from the Journal of Clinical Oncology, is that women do not automatically have a higher risk of getting breast cancer just because someone else in the family has tested positive for one of these breast cancer genes. So knowing your family history, do you have risk factors for heart disease or breast cancer, can help you. But, you know, the problem is that most people can't control how much they drink. So I'm not going to go out there and give you a prescription. If you're a moderate drinker and what you're suggesting for women, it's 0 to 1 per day. For men, it's 1 to 2 per day. Then that's fine. You know that you're getting decreased risk. But otherwise, know your general risk factors for heart disease or for breast cancer. And women far and away, most have much higher risk for heart disease.
Interesting news on exercise, Ken.
There is this obesity gene that recently has been described, and people think, woe is me. But the good news is exercise will help thwart this obesity gene. This is out of PLOS Medicine this week. Before you get into an exercise program, as I predictably always say, talk to your doctor.
Hi, Dr. Ken here on the Good Day program with lots of great medical information to make your day better.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Excuse me for having a drink of my grape juice here.
Thank you for saying grape juice. I was worried.
Well,
thought it was a tough drinking. Morning.
Yeah. No, it was a great morning. The Doug Good Day program. Jennifer and Doug here to help you through some of your technological snafuzzles, as we have a lot of help in the form of usually a visit from Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, who's here to answer the question, Jennifer, is it possible to get rich with YouTube? I'm betting the answer to that is probably yes. We'll find out. Alex will tell you all about it next year on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times recently detailed a plan for you to get rich with a viral YouTube video. For example, a woman named Katie Clem recently posted a video about her daughter's reaction to a birthday gift. It was funny and cute, and the video went viral, and Disney has contacted her about using the video in a commercial. Clem has also made more than $3,000 from her video in 3 weeks, just from YouTube ads that appear next to her movie. Of course, her video has been watched more than 5 million times during those 3 weeks. Remember the video about the little boy coming home from the dentist? That little piece has made more than $100,000 for the father, just from ads alone. The key, of course, is views. Promote your video on social media and try to get well-known websites to link to it. Interestingly, once you have viewers, when you don't really need them anymore, the media comes calling, and then the money starts coming in. Not bad. Record a silly video and pay for college. I'm Alex Goldfein.
She's so put together, from her shoes to her lipstick. Who's that girl? It's you. Come to Clinique's Who's That Girl Beauty Sessions at Macy's and learn how to create the perfect makeup look for your style. From fashionably flirty to classic chic. Then, take home travel sizes of All About Eyes and Long Last Glossware SPF 15 and Fireberry free with your consultation. Clinique's Who's That Girl Beauty Sessions at Macy's. Everyone will want to know. One set to a client please while supplies last.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's move our attention in another direction for a moment or two, shall we? Getting your home ready for the holidays now, our focus.
Hey.
2 weeks, let's see, 3 weeks
three
from today.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 3 weeks from today. So if you're interested in fixing things up, it may require a little more than trimming the tree, hanging up lights. Brian Osich finds out by spending less than $200, you can turn your regular bathroom into a spa-like experience that any of your guests over the holidays would really appreciate.
With the holidays around the corner, many people are prepping their homes to receive guests. HGTV's and the Style Network's Kelly Edwards says you shouldn't forget about the bathroom, and there's quick and affordable ways to give it an updated look.
A fresh coat of paint goes a long way. Go with classic colors like white and gray. Simple things like changing out your shower curtain or replacing your hardware really does make a big difference. But if your bathroom is in need of a facelift, you can actually take a picture and enter it to win the WaterPik $200 bathroom makeover contest, and one grand prize winner will get a $1,000 bathroom makeover done by me.
Edward says you can also turn any shower into a spa-like experience.
Updating your shower head is as easy as twisting off the old one and screwing on the new one. And a shower head like the Easy Select shower head from WaterPik has a spray selector that's located right on its handle, so you can go from circular massage to full body coverage without ever having to reach through the water stream.
For more tips and to learn about WaterPik's bathroom makeover contest, log on to waterpik.com. That's Lifestyles from WaterPik.
The gadget of the week is the Logitech Wireless Boombox, capable of syncing with any device that is Bluetooth compatible, has a rechargeable battery which will last up to 6 hours, an auxiliary input with 3.5 millimeter cable included, works with all Apple products, Jennifer, and comes with a 1-year limited hardware warranty, costs $150 at Logitech.